How must a Christian navigate politics? Hi, I'm Emily, and this is Unlocked, your daily key to opening your heart to God. Hey, don't stop listening. I know, the word politics makes everyone a little squirmy. It's such a topic of tension at dinner tables or on social media. It can be pretty discouraging seeing how the people we love treat each other when they disagree on political points. So what do we do? Today's devotion might challenge you to approach politics in a different way. It's called Christian Politics, and it was written by Melissa Yeagle. There is one sure way to start an argument in a room full of people. Start talking about politics. Social media feeds are full of opinions about politics and political officers, overflowing with conversations laced with fear and anger. Wherever these conversations take place, we as humans can be very negative and even hateful toward those who disagree with us. But as Christians, where should we stand as far as politics? There's no verse in Scripture that says, "You shall be a Republican or you shall be a Democrat." In fact, there are Christians on both sides. What the Bible is clear about is that we should always stand on the side of love of God and others. We are called to love our neighbors and pray for our enemies. So, even if a certain politician or party that we are against feels like our enemy, we are called to love them and pray for them. As today's Bible passage says, it's easy to pray for someone we like and agree with, but we are truly following God when we pray for those who have different opinions about politics than us, thinking the best of them. So, when we find someone who has different political beliefs than we do, instead of responding in hatred and fear, we should treat them with love and respect. As Christians, we are called to show God's love to others, the same love God showed to us through Christ. Alright, so let's unpack this. Looking at yourself, would you say that you are strongly for or against a certain political party or politician? If you are, how do you treat those who have a different opinion than you? Or maybe you disagree with them and they treat you poorly. What do you do then? Matthew 5:44 says, "But I say, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you." We can't really argue with that, can we? Why is it important for us to pray for those in political offices? Here's a hint. Read 1 Timothy 2:1-4 to answer that. And why is it important that we show God's love to all people, even when we don't agree with them? This is an important subject, and I encourage you to spend some time in God's Word learning more about how to make the wisest decisions when discussing politics. Read Matthew 5:43-48 and Matthew 22:34-40. Well, we did it. We talked about politics and there was no arguing. Granted, this conversation is a teensy bit one-sided, but I hope that today's devotion did challenge you to view others, even those that disagree with you and your beliefs, with the love of Jesus. Hey, have you ever thought about writing for Unlocked? We'd love to see what you come up with. If you go to our website, unlocked.org, you can find our writer's guidelines. And that's it for me. Until next time, I'm Emily, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life. Unlocked is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries.